Hi, welcome to the MEP Tech Talk Show. I'm Andrei Marukovic, and my co-host is Stefan Lapointe.
Hi.
Hello. So this show is designed to talk about soft skills, about IT topics and dev solutions, including open source technologies. Today, we are going to talk about Ghost, which is a JavaScript-based block engine. And we are going to show you how to use this engine on Azure and how to use Visual Studio to modify it. So, Stefan, I know you recently moved your blog to Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you start by sharing your experience?
ASP.NET is my comfort zone. And I wanted to try something else. So I heard about Node.js, that it was asynchronous, performant, etc., etc. And so I started to look around for a blog solution on running on Node.js, and I fell on Ghost, which had a good reputation. It's a fast blog engine that support Markdown, live preview of what you're doing, etc., etc. So I decided to give it a try, and at the same time, Azure supports Node.js hosting, okay. So we are able to host that.
And how easy is using Azure for Ghost?
It is pretty easy. I can show you if you want.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Please.
Okay, so on Azure, from the portal, you can create a new mobile web plus mobile app. I have Ghost directly here. So you can enter your web app name, choose your resource group, etc. I won't create it from here, but using this way, it will create an older version of Ghost. I think it's version 0.5 or 0.6, but it's an older version. Another way to do that, to do it, it's with the Ghost Azure repository on GitHub. It's a repository of Felix Reisenberg. And what he does basically is each version of Ghost that goes out is pretty up to date. And he incorporates the Ghost with a deployment to Azure. So with a deploy to Azure button, I can click on that. I have one already ready here. What we can do, we enter the resource group name that we want to deploy to, choose a site location, let's say West US, this queue if it's a shared free, etc. I'll leave it for free for now, and we'll create and deploy the website.
Yeah, so basically you define all options you expect from web app and deploy your Azure.
Yeah, exactly. You give them some configuration, some some parameters, and while the deployment is taking place, we'll leave it that way. We have one that is already deployed using this same technique, and you can see that the address is ghost azure test dot azure websites dot net. So if I refresh that, it is fully functional. I have my post that will appear in a matter of seconds here. So
okay, so this looks good. You quickly deploy this, but what if I want to modify something, like change theme or change structure on the page? How can I
do this? What you can do is from Visual Studio, you can run Node.js projects. So basically what we'll do, we'll clone the repository in Visual Studio. So I'll enter the address of my website. I add .scm to have the endpoint of that is required. Oops, sorry. For the Git, the local Git repo of my web app, I will just use the temp directory. I will clone that. So right now it's cloning the local Git repository of my web app. I don't have entered any credential in there because they are already cached, but in the settings of my website, of my web app, if I go to the deployment credential, this is where you'll want to enter your username and password prior to clone your repository in Visual Studio, because you will be asked for credentials.
Makes sense.
So I just, now I'm in my clone repo, I will create a new solution, a new Node.js solution, and to use that, you need the Node.js tools for Visual Studio. So basically, you need Node.js on your machine prior to that, Node.js tools, etc. And yeah, so I will call that my blog. The directory is good. Node.js is using index.js. So I can go and click finish on this. It will create my solution. So in the solution, what I'll do is I'll update right now the NPM packages, which are, you can, it's a package manager. So a little bit like you have with.
It's like NuGet.
Yeah, it's like NuGet basically, yeah.
Okay.
So I'll go also in my the properties of the project, because I'll want to enter some the port that I will be using. So I will be using 5959. It's just not quite random ports because it's a demo, but yeah, in there you can have all the options you need to, when you press F5, it's gonna be all the option you need to customize your execution with in the debugger with Node.js. Mm-hmm. So if I press F5 now, I entered another key before that. So if I press F5 now, it will launch the debugger and also a command window with Node on it. So if I go in there, you will see that nothing much happened, but it triggered Node.js execution and Ghost boot up at the same time. So if I go to the right port right now to the that I entered in my configuration, I now have a fully functional Ghost installation running in debug on my machine. Yeah, exactly. So
and what if I need to modify something and push it back?
Pretty easy. Yeah, we can go into the contents. We'll go into the Casper theme for Ghost, into the post.hbs. What I'll do is just I'll enter some static text in here. So if we recall, there's nothing. It will appear just above the title. So if you see the changes made.
But it's still local, right?
It's still local on my machine. So if I want to push that, I will go inside Visual Studio back in changes. I will just say some new changes. Oops, sorry. And I will push that. I will save my solution, and I will push that to Git.
Okay, so just to recap what we just did, we moved or we cloned Ghost for Azure from GitHub to Azure. So we run our engine there. So then we clone locally Ghost on your machine. Then we modified theme and push it back to our Azure machine. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, if we can go back, it's still pushing to Visual Studio. It's just dead. So if I go into my website, I will go into the deployment slots. We'll see that. Continuous deployment. Sorry. We'll see that I have my deployment that has been pushed. If I go back there and refresh my page, it's going to take a couple of seconds to warm up. But while it's doing that, we can see that if I go back to my deployment, I click on it, I have the details of what I've been pushed, the date, etc., etc. We have logs also. But you can decide to redeploy if you want, sync back and everything. So it should take a second or two now to have the result on the
Okay, so and I think this mechanism will not only work for static text in the same way you can modify style change anything you want.
Yeah, basically right now I just entered a static text, but the first thing we'll think about is CSS files or other customization. You can even, through the interface, you can add other ghost themes, but anything else you wanted to integrate that goes directly into your HBS files or everything, you can do that through
Visual Studio. And seems we are done this loading.
Yeah. So yeah, you can see that we are in the production environment. I just refresh, and now I have some static text. So it through the push inside Visual Studio, it went into the Git repository, and after that the continuous deployment triggered automatically, and it deployed automatically the website for us.
Great, yeah, looks very good, and thank you for the demo.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.